It's the In the Cloud podcast with Brad Anderson, and today's topic is one that's near and dear to his heart, the System Center Configuration Manager community and empowering them to thrive in a profession that is increasingly cloud-based. In this episode, Brad will talk about integrating cloud functionality into Config Manager and the work his team is doing to make the on-prem to cloud transition simple. Thanks for checking out this episode of the In the Cloud podcast. Brad, it was just a few weeks ago that you wrote a post that got a lot of attention around the IT community, especially from some of the more traditional IT pros out there. And I guess by traditional, I mean the ones who have been somewhat resistant to adopting the cloud because they're config man experts and they get a ton done with that console already. And your post, which came near the end of that first section in the Success with Enterprise Mobility series you're writing right now, it made a really strong case for these config man experts to bring in some cloud capabilities into what they're doing, but to do it inside Configuration Manager. And I think what caught a lot of people off guard was that that post had a really different tone to it compared to a lot of the discussion that had been going around in the industry or even from some of the bigger cloud providers who are saying it has to all be public or it has to all be private. The message you had really put these config man experts in the driver's seat, and it was just full of good news for your config manager veterans out there. So before we get into the nuts and bolts about how all these things were done, tell me a little bit about the conversations you were having with customers leading up to the time when you wrote that post, and what were some of the needs that they were expressing that really brought this thing together?
In the industry right now, we are seeing what I guess I would describe as just tectonic shifts. The shifts that are coming as the industry is embracing the cloud, the shifts that are being driven as users want to be more and more mobile, and these trends around mobility, they are literally driving changes in just about every industry, in how organizations interact with and attract customers. It's certainly making significant changes here in Microsoft in how we are building software. I mean, literally, how our build systems work, how our processes work, how our culture works, how our planning and engineering cycles work. Everything about how we have built software for 30 years at Microsoft is changing as the world is expecting value to come out faster. It's expecting it to be easier to use. And we're having to deliver it across an ever-expanding set of devices on a global basis. I mean, so literally everything is changing. And I think what many of us have struggled with, and I'll certainly say I struggled with this several years ago, as I was trying to think about how the cloud and how services would play in the future and how it would impact the products that I've been responsible for, how it would impact my personal career. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the biggest things that many IT pros have struggled with is all too often there's a belief or there's an assumption that if I start to push for and embrace cloud services, do I work myself out of a job? And so certainly that was one of the things that I heard from many, many of the SCCM administrators was a concern that if they started to embrace Intune, as they started to embrace what is now the Enterprise Mobility Suite, how that impact their careers, how it impact their standing in their organizations, and what was their career path. It literally became a very, very personal discussion. Often it would be maybe guys under the conversation of, well, I don't trust the cloud. I don't know if I want to put anything in my company up in the cloud. But almost more often than not, almost without exception, when I really had a face-to-face personal conversation with many of the SCCM administrators, a lot of the concern came down to, you know, how this was going to impact their careers. And so what I think we did a better job of communicating was why we believe that enterprise mobility management, the delivery of the policy, the delivery of the capabilities should be from the cloud, why we believe that, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But then we also, I think, did a better job of communicating how this applied to Configuration Manager, how this enabled the IT professionals who have built their career around managing PCs, using Configuration Manager, how this was a good thing for them. And the resounding feedback that I personally got from that blog post from around the industry, from people that I've worked with for, you know, 10 to 15 years in the industry was, hey, we finally get what you've been trying to say to us in this connection between Intune and Config Manager and why it is you've got this worldview of enterprise mobility should be delivered from the cloud. So I think we did a much better job of articulating that.
One of the things that I thought was pretty interesting was that you came right out of the gates with in the Post with some pretty stone cold numbers from IDC, which talked about the projected device shipments looking ahead. And if we look at just 2017, which is literally right around the corner, PCs by that time are projected to account for barely 13% of device shipments. So, you know, we think back to about 2011 when you and your team made a pretty strategic decision to start delivering the management of mobile devices as a cloud service. And specifically, it was a cloud service that could be integrated with that on-premises ConfigMan deployment. Talk a little bit about this particular decision, because obviously this is not something that was come by lightly at all. And why do you think that that kind of mobility management should come from the cloud?
I wanted to go back and even emphasize that 13% number. That's the run rate number.
Right,
And, you know, it's funny. As I was writing that post, I was reflecting back onto, I think it was the 2012 Day 2 keynote at the Microsoft Management Suite, where I had a graphic that talked about where the growth in the devices that users would be bringing to the company would come from. And there was this graphic that was kind of a vertical graphic, and it started out with the number of PCs, and it started to add in tablets and smartphones. And pretty soon, the number of smartphones and tablets that were being used in the enterprise just dwarfed the number of PCs.
They're just towering over it.
Yeah. And so, you know, so it's been a consistent thing that I've talked about with the industry for a number of years. But it was great to see a lot of that data and a lot of the projections coming out from IDC and others analysts that, you know, just really helped me to bring it home. But you think about it right now, a lot of the research tells us that our information workers carry with them 3 to 4 different devices now, smart devices. And that certainly is my case. I carry around my tablet. I carry around my smartphone. And in fact, these days in the role that I play, I carry on a Surface and I carry on an iPad. And I work from both of them because I want to make sure that I understand what it's like to work from both of them. So you think about that, and, you know, in the old days being, you know, 5 years ago, exactly, the design point, say, for SCCM was we're enabling organizations to enable users on their PCs. PCs made up 95% of the devices that people were using to be productive on. I look back on those days now and I go, that was actually a pretty simple world, but I'll tell you, back in those days, it actually felt pretty complicated. Now the design point, as we think about the tools that we're delivering to enable users on the devices that they love, Windows devices actually become a minority of the devices that people are using to be productive on. And the number of devices, the number of operating systems, the amount of churn that's happening as the devices and the operating systems are constantly being updated, to me, just screamed that we had to think about things in a different way. One of the pieces of feedback that I've heard many, many, many times from the SCCM administrators is significant updates that require updates to the infrastructure, whether it's an R2 release or a new release of the product, are expensive and painful to deploy. I starkly remember being in Germany a couple of years ago, visiting with a number of customers in Germany, and they actually were telling me that we were releasing products too often. And I remember sitting in those conversations, like going, I think this has got to be the first time in my career I've been told that we're releasing our products too often. What it really came down to is having to update your on-premises infrastructure is an expensive and time-consuming proposition. And so as I thought about the amount of time or the amount of churn that is going to be in the future, again, as we're tracking changes to iOS, to Android, to Windows, they're all on their own schedule. They're all being updated multiple times a year. And how we would enable organizations, the expectation that organizations have is day one, when a new version of iOS comes out, I need to be able to and manage those new settings. My users, you know, what, 50, 60% of the iOS base goes up to the new version of iOS in the first couple of days. And so organizations have to have a solution that day one, when new operating systems are released from Apple, from Google, from Microsoft, the capability needs to be lit up and needs to be available for IT pros to use.
Right there and ready to use.
Yeah, day one.
Right.
You know, where in the past, organizations would start to deploy, would start to test new versions of Windows Client months after it released.
Right.
So the world is different in that the amount of churn that is happening in the devices and the operating systems that our users are using is just dramatically different than it was 5 years ago. The expectation that customers have, that organizations have, is also much different, where the expectation is, day zero, I need to light up the new features that came out in the new version of my mobile devices. When I looked at those requirements and I looked at that amount of churn, that screamed for us delivering this as a service, Because what can happen now is we work with Apple, we work with Samsung, obviously we work with Microsoft, we work with Google, and we're involved in all of the previews, the betas on the early work. And so literally day one, when a new version of iOS is available, we've already been working with Apple for months on it. So we can light up in the service the new capabilities, and we'll certainly do that when iOS 8 comes out. And day one, organizations can have access to that. And we can do that for Windows, we can do that for iOS, we can do that for Android. And organizations just don't have to worry about updating their infrastructure on a constant basis. And then the other piece that delivers this from a service is we literally aspire to be able to deliver new capabilities into the service every day. Now, we're not there yet. If you take a look at Intune, we've now updated it 7 times in the last 14 months, seven significant times, which is far more than we would ever have updated our on-premises product. So I think the other value that comes here is we're able to deliver much more value on a much more frequent basis. So our IT professionals, the individuals who have been using SCCM and are now going to extend that with Intune, they're going to have new value constantly, continually coming down to them. And I think they're going to be able to show to their organizations a level of agility in delivering value that they've never been able to show before. And I think that's only good for their careers.
Yeah, one of the things that I saw when this post was getting quoted, one of the things that I saw people pulling out over and over again was the really practical way that you spelled out a way for Config Manager plus Intune to be the console that gets used. So in practical terms, talk a little bit about the kind of the bridge that exists there between the cloud services of Intune, all the time and money and brain power you have invested in ConfigMan, and talk about that bridge and really how to, I mean, maybe making it more of a springboard than it is a bridge there.
In technical terms, that bridge is what we call the SCCM Weave Packs. And I think the team did a really remarkable job here in what they came up with. And what it allows us to do is as we make updates in the Intune infrastructure, we can actually just develop, you know, create this Weave Pack, and it's just data. It's just data. That Weave Pack is automatically downloaded into the SCCM infrastructures around the world, and the administrative console, the SCCM administrative console, is automatically updated in a data-driven way to reflect the new capabilities that we've lit up in Intune. And so this bridge or this connection in this hybrid model between the on-premises Config Manager and the SaaS or cloud-based Intune, I think the team did this remarkable way of providing us this path or this bridge to quickly and easily update SCCM to reflect new capabilities that we're constantly delivering into Intune. And so with that, the goal or the design point was, if you believe that it's going to be the SCCM team that's going to be responsible for managing PCs and mobile devices, they've already got training, they've got experience, they understand how to troubleshoot and manage the SCCM infrastructure. So we wanted to be able to light up all the capabilities that we're delivering in Intune in that SCCM console. Because we actually believe that SCCM console for many, many organizations is going to be the single pane of glass that is used for PC management and device management. And so through these Weave Packs, we're able to do that. And I think it's one of those pieces that as the SCCM administrators learn more about that, and I would encourage everyone to go read on these SCCM Weave Packs, get that connection established with Intune and start managing your devices through that hybrid scenario of Config Manager and Intune, I think they're going to be pretty impressed with what we've done as well.
We've all heard Satya mention a couple of times some of the worldviews that he has, one of which being or having Microsoft be a productivity and a platform company. And he also talks about that cloud-first, mobile-first strategy. And I think that you look at this ConfigMan plus Intune setup, and you know this is really kind of right in the wheelhouse of what Microsoft sees itself doing and maybe even some of the best examples of those philosophies really hitting the ground running.
And it's funny, I actually need to write a post on this one, but one of the most recent set of changes that we've been making inside of Intune is we've now moved all of the mobility pieces, what delivers the management for iOS, for Android, and for Windows mobile devices, onto Azure. When we started building Intune several years ago, Azure wasn't at the point where it was ready for us to come and put this kind of a service on. It certainly has been there for a year or two. But over the summer, we literally just finished up the work where all of the different components that contribute to mobile device management are now running natively on Azure. In many ways, you could say, hey, we're eating our own dog food, those kind of pieces. But now having it running on top of Azure, we inherit all of the attributes and all the characteristics that Azure delivers. And I don't have to worry about managing the actual infrastructure that Intune runs on today. And a big part of that is in the same way that we built SCCM on top of Active Directory, and anybody who's been using SCCM since 2003 knows you really kind of have to use SCCM and Active Directory together in order to do it. Intune is based on Azure Active Directory for its authentication, and actually the work that we've done with AD is actually deeper, or AAD is deeper than what we did with AD. But in our vision, in our strategy, we aspire to deliver these hybrid scenarios because we believe the cloud is one of these defining moments that is just transforming how businesses work and how business will work in the future. But we also clearly understand that it's a process. It's not something that organizations flip on overnight where they move to the cloud. And so these hybrid scenarios and the ability for organizations to have choice on how and when they decide to adopt these hybrid scenarios is core to everything that we're doing at Microsoft. So Active Directory has it. Well, let me step back. Every single on-premises workload that we're delivering, that we've been delivering for years, we're also going to deliver as a SaaS app, as a cloud app, and then we'll also deliver an integrated on-premises to cloud solution. So you've got Active Directory and its cloud component, or its cloud mate, its cloud...
counterpart.
Though. Its counterpart, thank you, is Azure Active Directory. Config Manager and System Center Endpoint Protection, well, that's Intune and the Enterprise Mobility Suite. And then we've done these things like the Weave Packs, things like ADFS, things like DirSync that allows us to build these hybrid scenarios. And I think that's the way the future is going to look, which is a combination of on-premises products married or extended out to the cloud with SaaS applications running in a hybrid model. And that's certainly the investments we're making in SECM.
You know, and that kind of a hybrid model is really kind of a hallmark of the work that you've been doing here for years and the direction that Microsoft has been heading with. You know, you have all those Windows Server products that are on-premises. We have AD, and then we have all these cloud-based products. So that kind of a hybrid model, I think, really puts a lot of the people who are using these things in the driver's seat about what they adopt and how they adopt it and when they move. And I think on that, just big high five to Microsoft. It's a good place to wrap up today. Thanks for taking the time, Brad. To keep up to date on all of the enterprise mobility news and insight from Brad's organization, just visit aka.ms/enterprisemobility.